Justice Alito has the opinion in case 1757-16, Coons versus United States.
This case also involves 18 U.S.C. section 3582C2, the statute at issue in Hughes versus United States, the case that Justice Kennedy just announced. As in Hughes, we are asked here to decide whether a group of defendants' sentences were, quote, based on guidelines ranges that the Sentencing Commission lowered after the defendants were sentenced. In this case, however, unlike in Hughes, we hold that the defendants' sentences were not based on their advisory guidelines ranges. The five petitioners in this case, all convicted of drug offenses, were subject to mandatory minimum sentences that exceeded the top end of their guidelines ranges. So, for example, Petitioner Coons had a mandatory minimum of 240 months, which exceeded his guidelines range of 151 to 188 months. When that happens, the guidelines instruct sentencing judges to use the mandatory minimums, not the guidelines range, as the foundation for the sentence. And that's what the sentencing judge did in each of petitioner's cases. After properly putting the guidelines ranges aside, the judge then departed downward from the mandatory minimums, as another federal statute allows, because petitioners had substantially assisted the government in prosecuting other drug offenders. In doing so, the judge never considered petitioners' guidelines ranges. Those ranges had dropped out of the case and never again re-entered the picture. The judge sentenced petitioners, and their sentences became final. Petitioners now ask for sentence reductions under 3582C2, but we hold that they are not eligible because their sentences were not based on their advisory guidelines ranges. For a sentence to be based on a guidelines range, the range must have formed the foundation of the sentence that the district court imposed. Here, however, the district court did not even consider those ranges in imposing its sentences. On the contrary, the court scrapped the ranges in favor of mandatory minimums and substantial assistance factors and never considered the ranges again. Petitioner sentences were therefore based on their mandatory minimums and on their substantial assistance, not on their guidelines ranges. For these reasons and the reasons set out in our opinion, we affirm the judgment of the Eighth Circuit. The court's opinion is unanimous.